live. We are launching into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you'd like, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. You actually get to control the content of the site as well, so you can go and get interactive, find something online you think's interesting, submit it to the website as show prep, and then listeners, other listeners can vote up or down on your submission. You can vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. For those of you just tuning in, Mark, why don't you recap it? I've done it enough times. What happened today?
A small group of activists in Washington, D.C. went out to protest a ruling of a D.C. Circuit Court judge that was recently made on, I think it was about 2 years ago, this case, where this gal was expressively dancing at midnight at the Jefferson Memorial on Thomas Jefferson's birthday. There was a small group of people doing it. Apparently, she was arrested for just asking too many questions of the security guard there. He just didn't like it. So they arrested her and charged her with dancing, and then the judge upheld that, in fact, expressively dancing at midnight on the weekend at Jefferson Memorial when no one's around is not acceptable.
And it's illegal.
Cops, yeah, the cops have the right to arrest.
Not only that, the judge, the man in the robe, said that the cops can arrest you for anything. Picketing, speech making, marching, anything you do at their little memorial or any public place.
Peaceably assembling.
Any public place, anything you do, you can be arrested for if they decide they don't want you to do it. And so that's what folks went out today to the Jefferson Memorial. About a dozen activists or so went out there, and a number of them danced, and they were arrested, including Adam Kokesh from Adam Versus the Man. He was thrown to the ground and choked while he was being arrested. All of this for dancing. So welcome
nice thing to
America.
Do to a veteran on Memorial's Day.
Yeah, welcome to America. 1-800-259-9231. Is this what you envisioned when you were growing up? Because it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I was told this was a free country. And I think freedom means the ability to express yourself and speak and dance and
in a public place.
Do whatever you want so long as you aren't harming anybody else. I could understand if Adam Kokesh, who's a big, you know, big guy, he's a pretty strong guy, was, you know, ripped, I would say. If he got out there and started slam dancing into people and, you know, just kind of went in and did a mosh pit kind of action on the regular folks that were there at the Jefferson Memorial.
And we'd be supporting what the actions were.
It would be completely appropriate for him to have been taken down in a physical manner if he refused to stop doing what he was doing. But he wasn't doing that. He was entirely peaceful. He was by himself. There was nobody within arm's reach of his dancing escapades. And half a dozen people arrested today, charged with a bunch of nonsense. What was it? Dancing? God, I should have written it down. It was like dancing in a park, basically. They were charged with some just total crap. And there's no court date set yet. We'll keep you informed as we learn more. And, of course, we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231. You can talk about the state of freedom in America. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. And maybe you're somebody who thinks that dancing should be forbidden. I mean, we can't be having that. This is America in 2011. Dancing is clearly unacceptable. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you can...
Unless it's on a commercial for AT&T Wireless or something, then it's okay.
Well, it's dancing on public property.
You can dance on private property. You
could
do anything you want in a commercial, you know.
Well, only if you have the permit. You've got to have the proper permits in the right places. Because some places actually still have permits for dancing, believe it or not. And I thought that was like this decrepit old law, but apparently it applies to all public places, too. How do you think it would have gone if Adam and his friends had gone into, and Ed and the rest of the guys that got arrested, had they gone into the Parks Department and said, yeah, we'd like to apply for a permit so we can dance? What do you think they would have said?
Well, the general answer of a bureaucrat is no.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Scott is listening to Charleston, West Virginia's WBTS. Hello, Scott. Scott.
Hey, you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, good deal. How are you guys doing tonight?
Just great. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Hey, I just had a quick one. I just want to throw out a kind of a statement for you guys and your listeners and the people listening on the phone. With this war on terrorism, our so-called war on terrorism that we're giving up all of our freedoms for, apparently, if that had been going anywhere near the way it was supposed to be going, or something was, you know, working like it's supposed to be, and we're being told the truth on everything, which we know we're not, wouldn't we have seen at least 2,000 of these so-called terrorists marching
yeah, where's
on
all the terrorists?
These strings and chains? We haven't seen that.
Great point. I mean, it's not like the government is stopping anybody from doing terrorism. Every time they have one of those news stories about how we're the best, we've stopped these people from blowing something up. Of course, you end up digging into that story and you find out they actually set them up with the bomb, they set them up with the plan, they set them up with the cash, they encourage them to do it.
In some cases, stop them from getting jobs and things like that, driving, they make them more desperate and driving them to desperate measures.
Every single time the feds have ginned up whatever violence they supposedly claim to have stopped. Whereas if anybody who really wanted to build a bomb and explode it in some manner, or hijack a gasoline truck and run it into the side of a building or whatever, they could totally do it. There's nothing stopping them from doing so. Not that I want some total police state.
The underwear bomber apparently got some kind of government dispensation to get on that plane.
But see, that's what we're going through. We're giving up our freedoms for this so-called war on terrorism and the war on drugs and everything else that we've got, which is all bogus. I mean, it's BS.
So you're not scared, I guess, huh? They haven't done a good enough job of scaring you.
No, I mean, I'm not scared of them, but, I mean, good grief. I mean, people need to wake up and see that their freedoms are being taken from them
They're so scared. They're so scared. Even if they see it, Scott, they're so scared. I mean, look at what if you go to freekeen.com, you can see this video footage, or adamversustheman.com. You go to either of these places, you'll see the video footage of what happened today, and look at the people in the background. They don't know what to do. They're scared to death. They don't want to say anything because they don't want to get caught up in it. They don't want those men with the guns to come after them or their family, so they just quietly and meekly look on from the sidelines as people just have their freedom stripped from them. Peaceful people thrown to the ground and choked. It's just disgusting. And it's all because it's what Adam said before. It's all because people stand by and do nothing.
But we're having our rights trampled and our freedoms taken from us. And for what? For what?
For a police state, because that's what happens when you have your freedoms trampled and your rights taken from you. You're right on, man. Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There's got to be somebody out there. I mean, if the police are doing it, certainly it's got to be in demand. I mean, stopping these people from dancing, clearly this is an important step in fighting the war on terrorism, because this is why... Oh, wait a minute. Aren't we told that the terrorists want to destroy our freedoms?
Well, apparently they won.
Because it seems like that's what the government does. Like, the government is destroying freedoms, and that's what they've been doing, and they keep doing
it. The terrorists want to destroy our freedoms. That's why I can't bring nail clippers or a bottle of water on an airplane, and I can't, dance around or take pictures of government buildings and do all the things that they... You know, all these things seem to have started after 9/11. It just whipped the bureaucrats up, and they just can't do anything right. Apparently, in the process of trying to stop the terrorists, which could be lurking around any corner, all they can do is hassle regular Americans.
Well, it shouldn't be a surprise, Mark, because war is the health of the state. I believe it was Randall Thorne that said that. And he's right, because whenever there's a war, it gives the state, these people calling themselves the state, it gives them the reason to expand and do more and, become more powerful. And in the past, the wars have been against specific things, like men wearing a certain uniform on a certain plot of land. That's what the wars have been against. And it was the health of the state at that time. But now, the wars, ever since the war on drugs and now the war on terror, now these wars are diffuse. Now they're against an ununiformed enemy. And of course, well, that could be you! And so...
The Obama administration has already ordered hits on American citizens.
Yeah.
I mean, what more do you need to know?
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts are certainly welcome.
No habeas corpus there.
Let's talk to...
Yeah, well, I guess actually they are delivering the body.
Shadow's listening in Alabama to WBHP. Hello, Shadow. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Shadow, go quick.
Okay, I just want to say that, people are awake, and you've heard the FBI statistics out here. More and more cops and federal agents are being killed every year.
That's not what needs to happen. That's violence.
No, I understand that, but I'm simply saying people are fighting back.
Well, I don't think people should fight back, and I thank you for the call, Shadow, at 800-259-9231. They can disobey and non-cooperate, but I don't consider that fighting.
Right. They all want to take the easy way out. You know, they want to get shot in the head, and then their fight's over. If you really want to fight, you got to stand up for what's right.
And that's what the activists did today. None of them were violent in any way, shape, or form, and it made it look like the cops were clearly the ones that were the problem and the violent ones. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC. LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231 on this live edition. By the way, we're here Saturday evening show. We do this live every weekend, even Memorial Day weekend, even any weekend. We're here doing
the talk show.
The
talk show host is doing that for you, huh?
Yeah, exactly right.
Who loves you?
How many shows have open phones on a holiday weekend where you can call in and bring up anything? Oh, yeah, that's right. Pretty much Free Talk Live, the only show in the whole country live on Saturday nights with open phones, with any kind of phone calls, like even screen calls. I don't think there are any other shows. I've looked. I swear to you, I have looked. Anyway, 800-259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves, but first.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? And take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. Bitcoins are kind of like cash for the internet. Weusecoins.org.
Great way to stick it to the state as well. Get money out of their Federal Reserve notes and put it online as Bitcoin.
They can't tax it.
Well, not yet. And they probably never will be able
to.
It's completely right. It's completely decentralized, totally anonymous, brilliant stuff. So go to weusecoins.org to learn more. 800-259-9231. Half a dozen liberty-loving activists arrested at the Jefferson Memorial today for dancing. The video footage is over at freekeen.com, adamversustheman.com. We had Adam on earlier tonight. He was body slammed and choked by a D.C. cop for dancing in a completely peaceful manner. And they can tell you to do whatever they want you to, and if you don't do it, they'll also put you in a cage. How does that make you feel? Is there anybody out there that's just all jazzed up about people being arrested for dancing? Who out there, is there anyone besides these cops and whoever it is that was giving them orders, whichever administrators were saying, you need to do this? Anybody else besides people actually in the government who think this is a good idea to arrest folks for dancing? I'd just like to know. So far, no one has called to take that position tonight. 1-800-259-9231. Do those folks exist? Are you out there? Are you just too, you know, chicken to call in? Because that is the way it is, right? Because when things are the status quo, when your way is the status quo, then you don't really have to defend yourself. You don't have to defend your viewpoint. The cops are already out there putting people in cages for your viewpoint. So why should you bother speaking up? But I know somebody out there thinks this is good. That dancing. People might gyrate. They might twist. We can't have that in America. This is America.
No foot tapping.
There's a great history of Puritanism in this country. We used to burn people for dancing. I mean, we've been very progressive. Now we're just arresting them. 1-800-259-9231. We continue here. Captain Ned listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Captain Ned. Captain Ned in Florida.
Full of ideas.
Hey there.
Hey, thanks for having me on board this barge full of ideas, guys.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Allow me to have a little loose cannon time, man, a little guttle-to-guttle time. I'm not the Puritan who wants to burn him for dancing at the stake, you know. But for Adam, dude, that was great. I love that. When the cop said, who's your leader? And you said, Thomas Jefferson, obviously. That is perfect. Thomas Jefferson's rolling over in his grave, but he's proud of you individuals, you citizens of the several states united, who are standing up to the Gestapo here. And the other night when I told everybody, you don't realize how close you are to Nazi Germany, you're seeing it. You're seeing
right.
it every day. Okay.
Well, sometimes you have to ask the question of folks, because they will ignore all of this. You know, they'll point it out, well, you know, they'll make excuses. You have to ask people to kind of court, I guess, to figure out what their onus of criteria is. So you ask them the question of, what would it take to convince you that you're living in a police state? And then just be quiet and let them answer it. See what they come up with.
Exactly. And, Ian, I don't want to step on your toes, but an example of people who didn't fight back, the Jews who filed on to Hitler's trains.
No, well, that's an example of people. That's also an example of people who did nothing but obey as well.
I agree with you, 100%. They did not fight back.
And there's no doubt. Had they fought back, they would have ended up dead anyway, most likely. Because
I'd rather die fighting, man. You know, that's all I can.
I heard you. I understand. I used to have that viewpoint. I thank you, Captain Ed, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I used to be of that viewpoint. I'm gonna take them out as many as I can. Those tyrannical bastards. No. No violence for me, thank you. I've moved beyond that, and I believe that violence begets violence, and so I don't want to be part of that cycle.
I think you can. For one, it depends on what you're up against, okay? So when you're looking at Libya versus Egypt, which one was successful, which one is floundering? Well, the group that decided to use nonviolence was successful, and
Egypt.
With nonviolence, you can get a lot more people on your side
Absolutely.
Than you can with violence.
It's a lot safer.
In Libya, it's floundering. Now, Syria is an interesting example where those people are being beaten by their rulers. Their rulers are beating them and shooting them in the streets. But I'm of the opinion that in most cases, nonviolence is the best course of action. I don't think even in Syria you can muster enough people up to defeat them.
I don't have a problem with somebody defending themselves or their family in some sort of violence situation. That makes sense. But generally, the idea of violence in response to the state is a very poor idea. It's poor from a practical standpoint, and for me, it's poor from a moral standpoint as well. If I want to be the change, I want to see a peaceful world, so I have to be the change I want to see. And that means I have to be of peace, and there's no way to peace. Peace is the way, and that's just a choice you have to make.
And most people, when they watch the news, are going to give the deference. They're going to immediately assume that the government is doing the right thing,
right,
and that whomever is not the government is doing the wrong thing. They've watched enough cops to know who the bad guys are, and they, so therefore you have to not give them that opportunity. If you operate in a peaceful fashion, then
people, it's clear.
Yeah, it makes people wonder, well, why did they go after that guy? Why did they hurt that guy?
He was just dancing. Let's talk to Chris, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Chris. Hey, Chris.
I've been listening. I heard about this Jefferson Memorial thing this whole week and, you know, gave the update this week. And I just wanted to say, you know, there was a quote, I can't remember who said it, but that all that it takes for evil to flourish is for good men to do nothing.
It's true.
And while I understand that, you know, violence is bad, everybody needs to stand up and say, hey, this is wrong. We need to do something and speak up against them taking our rights from us.
One of the things you can do is if you're in the D.C. area, show up this coming Saturday at noon. I guess they're going to be doing it all over again and help these folks double or triple their numbers. That's one thing that can be done. Also, you know, refusing to obey in your local governments, refusing to bow down to their diktats to pay their fines, get together with other like-minded, liberty-minded people. Because really, if you do this stuff alone, if you do disobedience and non-cooperation and speaking out alone, then your risks are much higher of just being crushed by this police. State. So getting together with other liberty-minded people is a critical aspect.
Is there any movement to try to do this, like, all over the country on a certain day and try to just make this nationally known as opposed to just, you know, in the one D.C. area?
Good question. Not a bad idea.
I wonder whether it would actually matter, other than supporting the people in D.C. doing it, because I don't think your average cop in where are you calling from?
Indianapolis
is really going to care if you go to some local monument and decide to dance.
True,
people are just going to look at you funny.
But yeah, that is a show of support, something to get people asking questions, and that way you can say, hey, check this out,
yeah,
and then send them to the video so they can see what exactly it is that they're paying for with this government. Thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
The only thing that's required for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing, is a Thomas Paine quote.
Good one. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live, Saturday show.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country. To help you get the most food possible, when you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. /Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you features there for free. Listening options? We've got them. Broadband and dial-up versions of the show streaming around the clock, the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to access those and learn more about our 98 great radio stations across the country that air this program, our satellite listening options, including XM, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to dial in from any phone that can call long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. So you've got bitcoins. We've been talking about them here on the show. Lots of people have been buying them recently. The popularity has been surging. But what can you do with them? Well, you can spend them. And you can spend them on all your everyday needs at ftl.spendbitcoins.com. Through ftl.spendbitcoins.com, you can purchase all the stuff you need with your bitcoins. Why have bitcoins if you can't spend them? So spend them if you've got them. That's FTL, as in Free Talk Live, .spendbitcoins.com. ftl.spendbitcoins.com. As we continue here with you, your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dwayne, listening in Florida to Tallahassee's WFLA-FM. Hello, Dwayne.
How are you doing? The 100.7 here in Tallahassee.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a quick answer to your last caller's question before the break, you know, what can we do about this?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing right now is I'm calling a radio station. You know, and what I had on my mind that's bothering me is now being heard by, tens of hundreds of thousands possibly. And, you know, I have a morning show, a local morning show that I call from time to time, and they've got a beef segment. You know, there's internet, there's YouTube, there's camera phones. But, my original reason for on the call is, when I heard the whole thing about the dancing on the monument and should it be okay or not, you know, of course it should.
Right. Half a dozen people arrested today, by the way, for those just tuning in. Half a dozen people arrested almost for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. One of them body slammed, choked. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That's ridiculous. So what's the cop going to say? I was just slam dancing.
The cop, okay, so, everything is on video. So one of the good things that you mentioned having a video camera, having your camera phone, it's so critical for if you're going to be engaging in activism to have a camera with you at all times. Because if those cameramen had not been there and they didn't kick the cameramen out until they'd made some of the arrests. So they got all the critical footage that was necessary. And that's so important because otherwise it's the police's word against yours.
Well, if I'm in D.C. and I've got a few dollars, I'm probably going to download one of those images, take it to a print shop, get maybe a 4x6 made up, maybe 100 or two of them, put them on some 2x4 sticks and pass them out. But don't you think that we should reestablish the dancing Itos? Don't you think that during the trial or when these guys are court, the dancing Itos should be outside just doing it up? You remember them, guys?
No, what are those?
The dance, you gotta Google them. During the OJ trial, David Letterman had 4, 5, 6 lookalikes that looked
Itos.
Exactly like dancing. They looked
Judge
exactly
Ito.
Like Judge Ito. With the glasses, they were in their judge outfit. Google them real quick.
No, you're absolutely right, man. I mean, that's totally what needs to happen. When these guys go to trial, because I have a feeling all of them are going to go to trial, and thank you, by the way, for the call, Dwayne. I appreciate hearing from you, because these guys are liberty-minded folks. They handled themselves perfectly, I think, from what I could tell. At this event, they were completely peaceful. They questioned the police. They asked they asked some really good questions. Of course, they didn't get any good answers from the cops, but that's typical. But they asked good questions. They were disobedient. And I imagine the non-cooperation is going to continue on to the trial, where it would be a great idea to have people show up, whether they're dressed as men in robes or not, whether they're, however it is they show up.
Dancing
at the trial, of course, would really, I think, take this to, the next level. Obviously, they're going to take it to the next level next week by going back again to the Jefferson Memorial and re-dancing, but maybe bringing in different dancers, because if the same people get arrested, then it gets progressively worse, because we were talking about habitual offender laws last night on the program. They've got these awful laws that may mean that no matter if you get arrested for a bunch of nonsense, a few times is all they need to really go after you and really put you in jail for a long time. So what would be ideal is if each week it were a new crew of dancers. That way, everybody only gets the one charge. They don't have to come back and worry about habitual offender. But again, this is where numbers come into play. If you don't have the numbers of the activists to do something like that, this is going to end relatively quickly. Because if it's the same five people that get arrested next week, they've got another charge they've got to deal with. They're probably violating bail conditions in that particular case. They could have those bails revoked and go right into jail until the trial. So reoffending is a quick way to see the inside of a jail cell. I'm not saying I would disagree with somebody who was choosing to do that, but realistically, if these continued protests or these continued dancings at the memorial are going to continue beyond week number two, they need to have more people, and more people need to step in into the role of dancers. So the folks that were maybe dancing this week could hold some video cameras next week or whatever.
That would be great if the camera people would be willing to do it now.
And I was actually surprised that no one with a camera was arrested, because the cops were not very nice to the people with the cameras as they were throwing them out of this so-called public space. They threw everyone out of that space that wasn't being arrested. And they were threatening those camera operators. So I was actually shocked that none of the camera operators ended up getting arrested this time around. So just because you're operating a video camera doesn't make you safe.
No.
I just like to point that out. Anytime you are dealing with the police in any kind of disobedient or non-cooperative situation, even if you weren't intending, as one lady wasn't, she wasn't intending to get arrested today. She didn't think they were going to arrest her for dancing. And she tried to stop when they told her, that she wasn't supposed to be, or that they were trying to arrest her.
Would a foot tap have counted?
Just all depends on the cop.
Can I just shake one leg?
It all depends on the cop, Mark. I would say that cop would have arrested you for it. Just being, judging by his demeanor and how he was being, he was there to make arrests that day of activists. And that he was bossing all these other cops around, telling them what to do. You can go to freeking.com to see the videos. We continue here with your phone calls. Let's talk to, I believe we've got Alex listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Alex. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Talking about Alex Smith in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay, well, they got the city wrong, but you're in Charlottesville and listening to WCHV. Go ahead, Alex. Sorry about that.
Cool, thanks. Hey, listen, I just want to make a comment about the Jefferson Memorial thing.
Please.
It's probably not in line with what a lot of your other callers have said. I'm just questioning what exactly the right is
that the people that were, you know, demonstrating are trying to protect. I mean, in my mind, it just seems like it's activism for the sake of activism in this case.
Well, what initially happened, and I don't know if you heard the story, was on Thomas Jefferson's birthday, a small group of people went out, and this is, I think, 2 years ago now, or close to it, and they went out and they did some expressive dancing with little, you know, headphones in. You couldn't hear them. It was midnight at the Jefferson Memorial on a Saturday, and they were celebrating Thomas Jefferson's birthday. These are the libertarian types, people who believe in freedom. Thomas Jefferson's kind of a big guy in that movement. Certainly he has his flaws and foibles, but yeah, that was their idea. So they were hassled by some security guards that were there, and basically one girl asked too many questions, and so they arrested her for dancing. Now, she stopped dancing because she was asking questions at the same time everybody else did, but they decided to single her out because she asked too many questions. That's what they're doing. Don't you think you should be able to ask questions of police officers?
Sure, I certainly do. I think you should definitely be able to ask questions of police officers.
Well, and Alex, what's wrong? What's wrong with activism for the sake of activism?
Well, let me just finish my comment here. I know a fair amount about Jefferson. I'm actually a UVA law student, just graduated from the law school in Charlottesville here. So obviously Jefferson's sort of a patron saint in these parts. But in terms of the constitutional claim that people make to, you know, these kinds of demonstrations, it seems to me, I'm a conservative, but I have libertarian leanings, and, you know, when people try and justify this kind of action based on constitutional claims, it seems problematic because the First Amendment really doesn't, its historical basis at least, doesn't cover this kind of action. I mean, the First Amendment was concerned about political speech and things like that.
You don't think dancing at the Jefferson Memorial is political speech?
No, I don't think it's political.
We'll come back in a moment.
Your interpretation. I'd have to say that that's exactly what it is.
Stick with us here, because I'd like to talk about this idea of activism for the sake of activism, as though it was bad that these people went there and danced today. More in a moment here. Hopefully Alex will stick with us. Your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last last for thousands of gallons. Aquarain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an Aquarain.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial it toll free. We might be able to get you on here. If you're already on the line, then odds are good. If not, you probably shouldn't bother. But there's always another night, so if you couldn't get in tonight with your thoughts, you can always do it. So we've got our internet-only show tomorrow at freetalklive.com, and or the rest of the week. We do this thing live 6 nights a week on the radio all over the place. You can go to freetalklive.com to learn more about that and experience the entire website completely free. 1-800-259-9231, that is the number here. More coming up here with your thoughts.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you. Ruger.com.
You know, it only took 3 hours, but we finally have a critic. Somebody who's finally called to critique the activists today who were arrested for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. I hope you're still with us. Alex in listening in Charlottesville to WCHV. Alex, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So, Alex, you say that you're a libertarian-leaning Republican, but apparently you don't lean far enough to actually support people who've gone to the Jefferson Memorial to dance. You called it activism for the sake of activism a moment ago. And my question for you is, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the idea of people exercising their rights to be free human beings for the purpose of exercising their rights? Don't you agree that if you don't exercise your rights, that you will lose them?
Of course, I agree that we should be able to exercise our rights, and if you're not able to exercise them, then you've lost them. But I think the reason I called is because I was questioning the right at issue here. For instance, if I give you a hypothetical, let's say the backstory of this was that the original case, which caused the judge to rule in such a manner that said these people can't dance, was actually someone standing at the Jefferson Memorial talking about their religious views, their political views, talking about something that I would perceive to be of importance, and then...
Well, that's also banned, I'd like to point out. You cannot do those things at the Jefferson Memorial.
Right. Well, I mean, I'd have to read the opinion to really know...
That's basically what he said. He said that you can't, you know, you can't march, you can't protest, you can't preach, and essentially that it was a non-public public place or something like that.
No,
was the terminology.
Wasn't.
Right. That would be dicta in the case because the ruling wouldn't actually have been about a political demonstration, so it actually wouldn't be precedent. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, we believe in the right of free speech in America, but we also believe to have a reasonably organized society that we should have, you know, at least the Supreme Court precedent says time, place, and manner restrictions. So I'm not trying to, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to call in tonight and justify what the cops did. It sounds like they were totally egregious, particularly in...
So you think that those folks should have been allowed to dance at the Jefferson Memorial?
No, I'm saying that the cops exercised their discretion in a poor fashion tonight. But I don't think that...
Well, wait a minute. I'm unclear as to this here. you think they should have been arrested?
I'm not saying... What I'm trying to say is, I think that the demonstration itself, the right that they were trying to vindicate, is not constitutionally protected.
So but, therefore, you know, you support the arresting of people who are dancing at the Jefferson Memorial?
I think it's silly, but if that's the rule we have...
For, this is the point.
No, I'd like to get an answer, Mark, before you go with your point. Is that what you're saying to me, that those folks should have been arrested because there is no right to dance in a public place?
If that's the law on national public monuments, then yeah, I think that's fine. They can get
arrested. Be ashamed. So this is the issue that I was pointing out, is that in fact this is the only way the judge could rule, because of the Jefferson Memorial is a place where, you know, people are supposed to go, you know, to observe Thomas Jefferson or whatever, and you couldn't have, say, preachers holding Sunday service in there, or, you know, a satanic mass or something like that you can't use public property for anything. This is why I have a problem with public property. These people who will extract my earnings by force, if necessary. They'll throw me in jail, separate me from my family. They'll use tasers on me if I don't want to go. Those same people will not let me use the item that they purchase, which is this land and this monument, mm-hmm. for what I want to do with
now,
it.
I can't even walk on the school property here, and I pay 60% of my property taxes for the schools. They won't even let me walk on the property without arresting me. It's crazy.
So do you see the philosophical problem with that?
I see the philosophical problem you're trying to draw. On the one hand, though, I think it's a bit of a caricature, right? I mean, you guys are big on private property rights. You believe that if I own a piece of land, someone comes on it and is doing something I don't like, I should be able to kick them off, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Don't
right.
you agree?
So if we have, right, so let me draw the analogy to, you know, national public monuments.
Yeah, but I earn my money. What, see, that's the point. I earn my money.
They stole it.
It doesn't earn theirs.
They stole that money. That's not their property any more than it is anybody else's property. It's essentially unclaimed land operated by a group of men with guns who will put you in a cage if you do something they don't like. That's a bunch of crap.
If some guy in a striped suit comes into your business and says, hey, I'm going to protect you, give me some money, did he earn that money?
No. And, you know, obviously you guys are, I guess, tax freedomists. You don't believe in any taxes to support the government.
I don't believe in stealing, no matter what you call it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, and that's a place where we just have to have fundamental disagreement.
So
I don't
believe
like
it's okay to steal from people.
With stealing?
No.
You believe as long as you get together with enough people and call yourselves the government, you can just steal as much as you want from people, right?
No, you're actually cutting me off in the middle of my trying to answer your question. Of course I don't believe in stealing, but that's a caricature of what I'm saying and what, you know, the tax system is.
Oh, so taxes aren't stealing? What are they? What happens when you take money? What is it called when you take money from someone who hasn't told you that you can have their money?
Yeah, I mean, stealing as, you know, as a criminal definition,
criminal definition means that a bunch of guys calling themselves lawyers got together and wrote down that anything that we do is okay, but if it's done by anybody else, it's not okay.
Sure. I mean, obviously, I'm not trying to...
The most successful criminal gang in a given geographic area. That's the best definition for it.
Okay, and I didn't call in to try and convince you that we should have an IRS or a federal income tax on your personal...
No, but you should try to convince the audience, man, because that's what you're defending here. You're defending the state and its ability to tax, the idea of the state and these people's ability to take money from folks and to demand their obedience. I mean, that's what
okay,
you
well,
called
you
the defense
to convince,
tonight, and you call yourself libertarian-leaning. What a joke, dude.
If you want me to defend it to the audience, I mean, basically the position that you guys are taking is we should have sort of limitless control over our own actions. There should be no government. There should be no centralized control. And,
yeah,
you know,
should have self-government.
If you want to take it back, back to like Locke's state of nature, I mean, it just seems silly. We don't live in that kind of
world. I think that that's a canard. Mm-hmm. When you, by the way, that's you're setting up a straw man for people don't know what a canard is. That's a canard. That in fact, you can have government while still being able to choose what government you wish to have.
How's the government funded? How's the government enforce laws?
By providing
the same way
services.
Any voluntary organization is funded. I have a governing document that handles house fires at my house. I call it fire insurance. And I can decide if I don't like my fire insurance company on a different fire insurance company. I mean, the fact that it used to be 300 years ago.
We should be able to change the national government based on whether we like it individually or not.
The national government should have to compete in the marketplace to provide services just like any other organization. They shouldn't be able to shoot people in the head, tase them, or throw them in jail if they don't like what they say or how they dance.
Yeah, I agree with that, but that's not the argument that I'm trying to defend.
Hold on. Just want to make sure you're clear on what you agree. You agree with the statement that the government should operate on a consensual basis and be open to competition in the marketplace to provide its services?
No, that's not what you said.
That's
not what you said. What I said I agree with was that the government should be able to shoot someone in the head if they don't agree with what they're saying. And that's a total... That's a silly point. I mean, obviously not.
That's what we've got.
No one believes that.
We've got that today.
People would have been tased
When's the last time you heard of a cop shooting someone in the head because he didn't like what they were saying?
Well, I can tell you there was that BART cop in San Francisco
that just popped up
and shot that guy that he had handcuffed down in front of him.
I bet he was saying things he didn't like either. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Look, man. Whether you want to admit it or not, you're defending an agency of coercive force. You're defending monopoly. That's what the government is. It's a monopoly on violence.
I got no problem with the government as long as it allows competition.
Which it doesn't, because that's a huge threat to its legitimacy. It needs to have a monopoly so it can continue to extract as much money from as many obedient people as it possibly can, as they possibly can. Shouldn't call it them and it. It's human beings that are doing this to us. And that is a state of nature.
Right.
It is a state of nature that the strong men who will wield themselves over us will do whatever they want to us.
Right. People will say, it'll be anarchy. Really? What's the difference between this and whatever they're calling anarchy?
I see peaceful people being put in cages and being harmed by men with guns and badges calling themselves the police. That's criminal activity to me. I mean, it's clearly chaotic. So we're out of time for tonight. But join us Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we've got our co-hosts that come in and do an internet edition over at freetalklive.com on Sundays. And I hope you have a great weekend. Be safe out there.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.